Episode 4, The Empty Plinth. There's no money.
You find us here at perhaps the beginning or the end. The empty plinth, once black marble, shipped all the way from Italy for my shining white Carrara marble bust. I mean, self. Now a shelf with a small plinth, plaque and bolt upright, waiting for nothing. Quite the commemoration. I can imagine the attempted thieves skulking down this corridor.
That seat, a thorough survey, please. We don't want to have to come back anytime soon. Photograph all the details down there, up there.
I'm sure we still have them from the last time we did this.
A thorough survey, please, so we can send it off to the valuation team. I need to write a report to give it to the higher-ups.
You can't sell it, though. It's listed. And the covenant.
We know.
Every 10 years or so, someone comes along to do the same thing. What a waste of time and money.
We have been seen to be doing something. Crossing the T's and dotting the I's, as they say.
Manage decline.
Something has to happen.
So much happens here and could happen here and has happened here.
The great attempted bus theft for a start.
Yeah.
Have you got the community's proposal?
Proposal? You call that a proposal? I call it pie in the sky fantasy.
You haven't actually read it, have you? It's very good and might actually solve a lot of things. They're proposing to take it over with some financial input from us at a tapered model over 5 years.
What is this print that I'm looking at? Can we nut that out and smash through into next phase, maximise things?
No, you can't.
He's been here longer than us.
But he's not there.
Oh, but he is.
But he's not. Where is he?
He's there.
I'm not going anywhere.
Hello, yes. It's me.
No need to worry, it's just a performance, a dance. Move the papers around. Survey, record, report, file next.
Yes, but what about the proposal? So much effort.
I'll make him read the proposal. It's good, the building's yours already. The community is in the bones of this place, seeped in that parquet flooring and cracked paint on this plinth.
Right, what's the next lunch?
I still can't believe that we've done that. Actually all got together within the Institute and made a proposal for this place and the public's. Well done us.
Cheers.
I just can't believe that.
I'll cheers to that. Well done us.
Well done. Cheers.
Well, we had to have a go. Let's see what happens.
I wonder if there's ever been poetry before in a proposal to take over a community building.
We must all be drunk on hope.
We've got nothing to lose, have we?
I mean, we really need to operate within a space of hope.
We should. We can't go on like this. It's just relentless doom and gloom otherwise.
Come on.
There has to be alternative versions of the future where we actually have some agency in it.
Yeah, I agree.
There's only so long you can operate in a society full of lies whilst looking for hope. It's all just playing out in front of us day by day.
Yes.
It's so exhausting.
We need to practice getting through this, don't we? Because it feels like it's happening all the time.
But maybe it has to get worse before it gets better. Things need to collapse amongst the chaos to rebuild.
It feels like things are allowed to get worse, though, before they get better.
Manage decline!
Someone always profits out of misery and disaster, sat there making money whilst everyone else is in survival mode, losing, war, public sector collapse, pandemics.
Right, yeah, I mean, I agree, but I'm going to try and bring it back. Let's think about characters now for this story, our play, soap opera, utopian dream, whatever you want to call it.
Well, it's shifting, isn't it? Like standing on sand and nothing is stable and there's nothing to ground you. You think you've got a hold of it and then it shifts again, which is exhausting and destabilising.
Like, what is actually real?
Okay, characters. Let's bring it back now. So we're going to have the philanthropist, who's the bust.
Well, I am a real bust.
Who else should there be? Various versions of the council from the top to the ground? Maybe let's start with that.
I've got something. Stretch dysfunctional. Wanting or needing to please or cover too many aspects of the community we live in. Drowning in their own mistake. Short-sighted. Somebody who is being stretched by their arms and legs. Somebody who is dragged by stronger power than trying to serve or help. Somebody who is thinning out in their failed attempt to distribute resources.
I'm back on my plinth, reunited with my other half, cleaned and ageless. This pinecone owl has joined me, and the doors are fully open. This could have and might end in many ways, if this even is an ending. Does it take a bus to be reunited with his plinth for a story to be complete? 2065 is much like 2025, but yet, and yet. This utopian and hopeful turn of events gave the building back to the community, and it wasn't long until they were running the publics. Not so much a council, the council, but a collective group. Is that not how authorities begin? With like-minded, public-spirited individuals daring to dream and emerging from the rubble of municipal chaos and collapse in charge? Managed decline, managed success. There's still no money, but still boxes of heart-shaped chocolates. And in this interim moment of useful escapism and optimism, the residents of the publics are now the higher-ups. The swollen middle and the ground. Perhaps how it was always meant to be. Fantasy. Factual. Let us dream.